Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You are now listening to the sounds of Spate Radio. We got D. Julian calling in. He's an up-and-coming artist who's really been on his internet grind like crazy. I know I get his email blast when he's blasting off all them hot singles and everything. We had posted, did a little listening session with him, you know, a few days ago, and I played his whole mixtape. So we're going to talk to him today and find out where he gets his inspiration and everything from. But let's get into one of his joints until we get a chance to talk to him. All right? Later.
So pull it up, man. Remo, this one for you. Voila, big shout to the DMV. I'ma hold it down here in the NYC. You know, push up, click up, get right. Long as the flow is tight, I will assault your mic. Ha, since I'm one of the illest upcoming, I'ma give it my best shot, no duck hunting. I told Buzz I was gonna get my buzz up. Told him I would put us on the map, boy, what's up? Came from the bottom, rising to the top. I do this for my moms and I do this for my pops. I do it for my fam, I do it for my fans. I do this for the haters and all our outlaters. They undecided, man, you heard what I recited. How could you not like it? As long as I've been writing, I've been liking and exciting all the people from the wall. You peeking through the door, but the speakers on the wall. No need to pre-home it, I'm speaking from the heart. Soon enough, you gotta ping me like a meter when you walk. I'm stuck up in the dark, trying to find a way out. Feeling like it's nighttime, even when it's day out. Walking through my old hood, they would say, stay out. They was looking out for me, ain't wanna see me laid out. I understand, I can't argue. Shorties used to be like, what kind of man are you? Now they like, how are you?
And I just wanna vent, two and two together, but it makes no sense. I just wanna call it how I see it through my lens. I'ma do the same thing time and time again. Can I vent? Can I vent? Can I vent?
Can I vent? We just talk a little bit, right? Yeah. I just graduated high school, so what? I couldn't wait to get out, I couldn't wait to grow up. I can't wait to blow up, I can't wait to get that Grammy invite. You bet your bottom dollar I'ma show up and go nuts like a young Shaq in a post-up. Oh shucks, take on another basketball line. Rewind like most, I had basketball dreams. Freshman on a basketball team, varsity. But part of me knew that I wasn't ready. My inside shook, but my outside steady. You know I had the front, the hardest training that I ever been through. I was surprised that I lasted a month. Hungry for success, homie, I ain't packing lunch. It's my true calling here, I just had a hunch. Music, I ain't trying to take no spot. I just want to be the best you watch. Can I vent?
And I just want to vent. Two and two together, but it makes no sense. I just want to call it how I see it through my lens. I'ma do the same thing time and time again. Can I vent? Can I vent? Can I vent?
Yeah, can I vent? Graduated and all that.
Oh. Yeah, no.
Turn 1-8, getting older. The sweet sense of victory's here. Smell of odor. Word up, thirst up. Man, I'm trying to hit mad waves. 3 years ago, I was trying to get mad brain. But change my priorities. Cause Obama in office, we the majority. Hell no, listen up. This is not boom clap, stupid. Peek closer, this is boom back music. I'm so 90s, old school, retro in the heart. But the future holding on won't let go. You learn from your mistakes. Even if you heartbroken, you bounce back like your teammate was wide open. See, I learned, now I share. I'm trying to put the words in the air. There's no end words or curtains in my music. Cause I want your grandma to listen to Slick.
Man, I just wanna vent. Two and two together, but it makes no sense. I just wanna call it how I see it through my lens. I'ma do the same thing time and time again. Can I vent? Can I vent? Can I vent?
Yo, can I vent? That's all I want. See, when I vent, I just want y'all to listen. You know what I mean? Just like when you talk, you want people to listen. Talking to my dude the other day. He said, forget the famous thing, it's overrated. But he would take it because it's overpaying. Me too. So, what up? Can I vent?
Good old man. You probably got a man though.
the first time I seen her on the train, was thinking about the thoughts in her brain, hoping that she was sane, cause if she was, she'd be thinking the same. Should I ask for the name or refrain? It's kinda same, but she looking at me in this kind of way, like, homie, what you gonna say? You can really make my day. I called on her, her vibe started to smile, realized that part of her style was walking the aisle with cereal. So I asked her for her name, she like, Aisha, well, I'm deep, pleased to meet ya. Even though I'm a little shy to greet ya, I must say that you're one hell of a creature. She like, next stop is mine, but give me your number, I'ma call you around 9. I look shorty in the eyes, that's fine, then I told her what the style, but really what's on my mind is. Just let me hold you down, let me keep you by my side, girl. And I can guarantee that you're always gonna be mine, come on. Let me hold you down, let me keep you by my side, girl. And I can guarantee that you always gonna be mine. Later that night, my phone rang, it was her. Can't front, ain't think that would occur. Now my mind is in a blur. I got shorty at a loss for words. She like, you kinda sexy, I concur. I'm like, likewise, shorty, you quite fine. Plus the chemistry is good, that's a nice sign. So maybe me and you could chill at the right time. She like, cool, but first I gotta ask you about your significant other. Are you single, I wonder, or are you a two-timing brother? I'm like, I ain't cheating. What's good with your man? She like, you tell me. Be patient, you shall see. And maybe you could even feel a void. Don't got a man right now. Kill that noise. Damn, ain't wanna let my feelings out. If she only knew what I was thinking about, let me tell her like. Just let me hold you down. Let me keep you by my side, girl. And I can guarantee that you always gonna be mine. Come on. Let me hold you down, let me keep you by my side, girl. And I can guarantee that you always gonna be mine. A week later, we chillin', we eatin' dinner. Shorty so gorgeous, at least that's what my inner thoughts say. And she brought up relationships, and who you having relations with, and then you quit. I'm like, I told you I don't got a girl, and don't worry who I'm screwing, cause it's you that I'm pursuing. Though you might not get a ring like Mr. Ewing, you probably wouldn't wear it, I'm assuming. But just know, we should just go to a land, hold hands and romance, girl, that's all in my plans. And she like, that's not such a bad idea. You're already better than my other man last year. See, I underestimated you, you're so sincere. Seems like you care, I love the way you stare at me. Cause it gives me clarity, it's 2-1. Why I wait so long, I should've told her from the jump, like, oh. Just let me hold you down, let me keep you by my side, girl. And I can guarantee that you always gonna be mine, come on. Let me hold you down, let me keep you by my side, girl. And I can guarantee that you always gonna be mine, come on. Just in case you guys are wondering, what happened with me and Shorty? She the wifey, yeah.
Fate Radio, you in the building. Who this?
Oh, no, man. It's DJ Omen.
What's going on, man?
Chilling, man. Chilling.
How's everything?
Everything's great right now. I'm in a good space.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So for those that don't really aren't familiar with your music and everything, give them an idea of what your music is about and your style and everything.
Right, right. Well, yeah, I'm DJ Omen from Brooklyn, New York. If you haven't heard of my music or me, you'll definitely hear me soon enough. Definitely working hard. But what you could expect when you hear my music, man, just relatable music. You know, I like to call it life music. I like to make relatable music a lot of the time because I feel like that's the true key to making timeless music. You know, like,
definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I listen to B.I.G. I feel like he made life music.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to him now, and he made that, you know what I'm saying, like a decade ago. So I feel like it was really relatable, and that's why it was timeless music, and that's just what I try to do. I just try to make music that, you know what I'm saying, you at your age could appreciate and relate to, people my age, people older than you. That's
definitely.
What's up.
Definitely. That's one thing that I noticed when I listened to your music. You sounded like you were far more older than, you know, far older than what you actually are. Like,
right, right.
Have you experienced a lot of crazy things in your life to make this to make this come out in your music, or?
I mean, everything I rap about is, it doesn't have to be, you know what I'm saying, 100% my experiences, but it could be something I saw, something I knew that went through it. But, yeah, I mean, everything I rap about is basically, what I really try to pride myself on is just keeping it real, you know what I'm saying, like no fabrications or nothing like that. Everything is just, you can relate to it, you know what I'm saying? So.
Okay, most definitely. So how do you feel like you fit in with, like, what's going on right now? Because there's a lot of craziness going on, like, in hip-hop right now. There's, like, you know, there's so many, like, you've always had the versatility in hip-hop, but right now it's kind of really lopsided. You got your Lil Wayne's, you got your Drake, and then you got New Boys and Soulja Boy. Like, where do you feel you, how do you feel about the New Boys, the Jerk song? Have you heard that?
Yeah, I heard that. I like all of that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's music at the end of the day, like, can't really hate nobody. If you don't like it, just don't listen to it. You know, thousands of rappers out here. So if you don't like one group, you know what I'm saying, I'm sure there's a group that'll suit whatever you like to hear. But the New Boys, to me, I mean, I don't have nothing against them. I feel like if that's, you know what I'm saying, if that's fun to them, if that's fulfilling their purpose in music, then that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all about true to you.
Okay, all right. So then you're a fan of how do you feel about all the hype around Drake? It's like everybody's hyping him as being like the next big Jay-Z or something. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't know about the next Jay-Z, but I feel like Drake, there's tremendous pressure on him right now. Can't even imagine how much pressure he's going through right now. But, they're trying to put hip-hop on his back right now, and so far, in my opinion, he's doing a good job. You know, So Far Gone was really a good project, mixtape, LP. I just heard his last joint, The Winner, and that sounded, to me, it sounded good. It was a good track. It was a good comeback track. Like, that was the first track I really heard solo from him since So Far Gone.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he'll do fine. Hopefully he just doesn't, you know, oversaturate the place. Hopefully his album is dope.
Okay. I remember a while back, I heard you on a Primo beat. So how did that come about?
I think a lot of people got that misconstrued.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I actually put the song up on YouTube as well, because what happened was it made all hip-hop, and it made it, you know, made tons of sites or whatever. And but what people were hitting me up, like, oh, you got a track from Primo, blah, blah. And what I really wanted to explain, I didn't really have a platform. I didn't really feel like making a video of explaining or whatever. So on YouTube, I put up the song. And, you know, in the little information box, you know, I said, the beat was actually, it was Pitch Black did it, and they had a song called Revenge. I was sitting down with my dude Buzz one day, and we was just going through YouTube beats. And I came across that, and I was like, yo, I want that. You know, I could rip that harder than anybody that did it, I feel. So he downloaded it to me. I did that. So that's how that came about.
Oh, okay, because I think people, you know, from the comments and everything that I read and from what, you know, the kind of buzz, that one song really kind of gave you a big buzz because people actually thought that Primo gave that to you.
Right, and I feel like that's what I'm saying. I mean... For me, it wasn't nothing like a marketing plan. I just really just wanted to rip the beat. It just so happened DJ Premier produced that beat.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's funny that way because if it didn't say, like, let's say it was Thinking Out Loud produced by Buzz, you know what I'm saying? It would have been like, would they still say that was a hot track, or is it because, you know, it's produced by DJ Premier, you want to give me more points? So it's real funny sometimes. I just feel like music.
I got a pretty funny story about how I met DJ Premier. You ever heard of that Colden line, the Ink Slingers? It looks like tattoos.
Yeah, I heard of that.
Yeah, I was downtown and I was in the studio. I was in the Colden studio and I had walked outside, and I see I'm talking to like these two rappers, and then I see these group of guys, and I see, you know, I said, that kind of looks like DJ Premier in the middle. And then I turned around, and I started talking to them again. And then the guy that's with me, he said, yo, that's DJ Premier. I said, what? So I said, I went and I got a magazine, and I said, yo, let me go. I just walked up to her. I was like, yo, you Primo, right? And he was like, yeah. I was like, yo, what's up? I gave him a copy of the magazine. I was like, yo, you know, I took a picture with him and stuff like that. So I thought that was kind of funny.
It was good that he was cool, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, he was cool about it. I mean, when I first walked up to him, he kind of, his eyes got kind of big, like, what's going to go on here? But but he was pretty cool about it, though.
Yeah.
But, Tim, have you ever met Preem?
I've never met him personally, actually. I tried, like, after that track, I really wanted to reach out, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So overwhelming.
Okay.
But, definitely a big fan of his work.
That's what's up. So, what a lot of the tracks that you have on your mixtapes and stuff, are those industry beats or are you working with a producer?
Yeah, I've only come out with 3 mixtapes.
Okay.
And my last 2 haven't been industry beats. I don't really use industry beats like that.
Okay.
So I feel like it's the industry beats really get oversaturated.
Okay.
So a lot of rappers use that, but I just really yeah, I tell producers, send me music if it's
okay.
Dope. You know, I do my thing. But yeah, so the last 2, actually the last mixtape, Live, Love, Learn, which y'all been playing, appreciate that.
Definitely, definitely.
The last mixtape was actually done by 1 producer, my man Soulful from DMV area. And the mixtape before that, The Experiment, that was done by, you know, various producers, but there was no industry beats on either of them.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. Are there any producers? What producers are you looking forward to working with, as far as like the people at like the big guys?
All right. I like Just Blaze.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I really like Just Blaze. I like as I said, Primo definitely. That'll be real dope. I like Pharrell.
Okay.
He has a unique sound.
What about Swizz?
I like Swizz, but. You know what I'm saying? I like Swizz. I just feel like his last 3 beats to me sounded kind of the same.
Okay.
But I know he's got some crazy stuff in his catalog. You know, I like Swizz. I like Ryan Leslie's a monster to me. So, you know, those guys, I'm missing out a few, but, you know, those guys right there are pretty dope.
Okay. So you do, you know, I noticed that you do a lot of internet promotion. You seem like you're kind of computer savvy. You know, like, you know, because a lot of people would consider Soulja Boy to be, like, one of the new age, you know, because with your age group now, that's growing up now, a lot of people, they, you know, in school, they're teaching a lot about the internet and stuff like that. So would you consider yourself, like, internet savvy, someone that's good with online?
Oh, definitely. I feel like, yeah, I definitely feel like I'm internet savvy. That's something, I mean, if you're going to be, you know, promoting yourself on the internet, you got to know how to use it. You got to know what's going on. You got to know little loopholes, stuff like that. But, Soulja Boy definitely worked the internet. Like, he used it. Since we're on the topic of Soulja Boy, he used it, you know what I'm saying, to his advantage.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of times, you know, the internet could be used to a disadvantage as well. You know, like Charles Hamilton, you know, he's dope. But, you know, the internet really kind of...
It messed him up.
It made him. It got him like a fan base, but then it also kind of took it all away at the same time. So,
yeah.
I mean, you just know how to balance it out. You know?
Okay. All right. So you blog and you know, I've seen your blog, but, you know, just letting the people, the listeners know that you blog and you do all of the stuff. Do you video blog?
Yeah. You know what? I blog, but, like, I don't blog. It's my website, so I only talk about things dealing with me.
Okay.
Like my camp musically and stuff like that, you know, it's not really like I'm promoting other artists and stuff.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, really doing my thing, but I don't really video blog. I mean, I guess that's something I should get into.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, my YouTube is. I haven't really put up. I put up a video today. Actually, I had an interview, radio interview on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
With shout out to Holly Monell and Cause We Said So Radio.
Okay.
In Brooklyn, and I put that up. So you probably see that surfing around the net soon enough.
Okay. I think I did see that. I definitely saw that. I know I'm really familiar with your music, your voice and everything, but do you have any music videos online? Like any full music videos or something like that?
Yeah, with the music video thing, for me, that's the next step for me is just the visuals.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm actually, when I was doing The Experiment, I actually hooked up with a director. We were supposed to do two videos off the experiment.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't go through.
Okay.
So, but definitely look out for something very soon. We actually are working on a video right now. One video right now. It's, you know, just got to be right. It's going to be crazy. And just working on the visuals.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. I think that your fans are probably waiting for that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's all about the visuals. I mean, it's one thing to have audio, but then fans really want to just place a face on an artist. So,
definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So,
definitely. So, you have any shows coming up in the New York area or anywhere that people could check out? Or?
Yeah, actually, I just rocked out at Bowery in Soho on Friday.
Okay.
That was actually a dope show, and actually got invited to perform at Don Hill's on the 27th.
Okay. Is that a showcase or something that's going on there, or?
Actually, like in conjunction with the Underground Music Awards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I actually turned that down.
Okay.
You know, not in a harsh way, but you know, I had to turn that down. But everything is dope, man. Everything's looking up for me.
All right, cool. Wait, we got Madman on the bill. I think we got Madman on the line. Let me see if I can get him on here.
Okay.
Want to see what he has to say. Yo, Madman, you in the building?
Yo, what it do?
What's going on, man?
Ain't not much. It's D. Julian.
Yes, sir.
Yo, what up, my dude? I wanted to give you a big shout-out, man. I appreciate you jumping on to Follow the Leader track, man. That's going to be a hot joint, man. Them balls, I'm feeling balls, man.
No doubt, man. Much love, man. It's respect.
Definitely, my dude. I'm feeling the lyrical content. Keep doing what you do. You're definitely talented, hands down. You know, Antoine brought you to my attention early. And he told me you was doing your blast-offs on your internet grind, man. And I just want to tell you, my dude, you're doing a damn good job, yo.
Appreciate it, my dude. Good luck on the Underground Music Awards, too, man. I see you was nominated.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'll try. I'm going to be in there acting a fool this year, just being stupid. Last year was crazy, man. But this year, I'm gonna cool it out.
Right.
Yeah,
you performing at when you performing at Don Hill?
Nah, I actually turned that down. Actually, I'm not performing. They invited me out. Yeah.
Oh, why'd you turn it down?
I was just a lot of politics in there. Nah, so you know, go.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. The politics of the game.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
I want to know what inspires you to write music.
What inspires me to write music? Basically, everything that goes on in life, man. Like, you're an artist yourself, so, you know, I'm sure that, you know, when something happens, sometimes you just want to, as soon as something happens with you or something that you've seen or heard of, sometimes you probably just want to be like, damn, I got to write this down. Got this crazy idea. And something like what happens with me, like if you listen to Live, Love, Learn, a lot of those tracks is like relationship geared and... It's, a lot of those tracks are like, you know, stuff about relationships, parties and stuff like that. I just really want to make fun music. So life in general just really inspires me to make music, man.
It's funny, that Follow the Leader track, we tried to get Shaw Stimuli on there, but he just released a track called Follow the Leader. He was like, yo, man, I will hop on there, but I just released a song called Follow the Leader. And he was like, I'm kind of tired of that topic already, so... It would have been hot to have you three guys, Shaw Stimuli, on there, too.
Yeah, Shaw's dope.
Yeah.
I heard that track, actually.
Say it again?
I said Shaw's dope. I heard that track, actually.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, big shout-out to the homie Shaw Stimuli, man. That's good people.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. He's doing his thing, too. Got a lot of great artists out now, you know, not that are on the internet grind, too. Is Donny Goins, he's doing his thing, too.
Right, that's the homie. Shout out to Doc Goins.
Definitely. We had him on the show. Yeah. Definitely. Donnie's cool. He's a cool cat.
Definitely.
So, Madman, what's going on?
Man, I'm up here in Austin right now.
What are you doing up there?
Man, getting away. Getting away from the drama, man. Down in the hood and all that for a little while, but I'm about to head back to the hood in another hour, so
Okay.
You already know, man. I'll be back in the Bronx. BX, what up? I'll see y'all. I'm tired, right. though, man. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Been working all day and just running around and just, you know how it is.
Definitely. But as far as, Julian, as far as, like, the places that you would like to perform or some of the places, your favorite cities besides New York, what are some of your favorite places to go or that you would like to go?
I definitely want to get out to Miami. I'm actually talking to a couple promoters out there right now. I want to get out to L.A., you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's what I'm – a lot of people just get it misconstrued. You know, they get it confused and they think that I'm just doing my thing on the Internet. That's just how most people know me.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm definitely working off the Internet, man, because the Internet is not it. Like, you can't just No, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just stop there.
Yeah.
You know, it's great for promotion. You get on the blogs, you get on the top sites. You know, I've been blessed. I've been on, you know, all the top sites. So it's good for promotion and stuff. Get your fan base. It's a good outlet. But in reality, not everybody comes online. And if they do come online, you know, they're not checking, you know, music blogs. Because, you know, it's 1,000 songs that released every day. So your music will probably get bumped down in like 20 minutes.
Definitely.
The average person won't even see it.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely.
I'm saying, unless they really look for you. So it's definitely important to grind offline, and that's what I'm doing, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, most definitely. I was supposed to be going to Miami, but I had canceled. But Madman went out to Miami.
South Beach, yo, D, Joe.
Oh, man.
It was crazy, right? Yo, you breaking up, man.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
I said the South Beach are the best, yo. You go to Miami.
Oh, you breaking up, dog.
I think I got the basis of his statement, though.
All right, so if you had any tips that, because there's a lot of dudes out there that's been, you know, some dudes been grinding for like 10 years and they don't even have a portion of your buzz. Like, if you could give someone some tips on getting out there and getting their buzz up, what would you give them? What would you tell them?
Oh, man, just be persistent, be consistent. Got to be dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to put your stuff, I'm going to just do it from the Internet standpoint. Like, I'm going to show you how to do it. If you don't put your stuff online, you got to know once you put it out online, that's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, you know, everybody has the Internet. So once they see that online, just make sure it's your best work. You know, you got to be persistent. Keep hitting these blog owners up. You know what I'm saying? What happened with me, I started small. I started hitting the small blogs up first.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually I actually happened to do, I did this incredible video where I was rapping.
Uh-huh.
And I sent it out. I remember y'all posted it last year, like in August last year. And I knew it was dope, so I sent it to, like, some of the top blogs. And at the time, what happened was the incredible song that Mickey had put out, a lot of remixes were being done.
Yeah.
And that's put mine out. So you really just got to keep your eyes open for what's hot right now and try to capitalize. But, yeah, main thing, just be humble. You know what I'm saying? Don't get too ahead of yourself now. It's the Internet.
Yeah. And keep trying. Like, don't just send one song and say, F them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just be persistent. You got to keep. And if your song does get posted, don't think that it ends there.
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep it up. You got to keep the level of dopeness up with the tracks, man. You know?
Exactly. Most definitely.
Thousands of dope rappers. Thousands of dope rappers out here. There's a thousand of dope MCs out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You just got to keep up with the competition.
Exactly. So as far as your goal, is your goal to actually be signed to, like, a major label, or do you want to eventually put out something independently, like, on your own?
I mean, we'll definitely see what's up with that. My goal really is just to get my music out to as many people as possible. But... in terms of the major and the indie things, all right, you know, I tell you some stuff off air. I'm disappointing the fans, but still, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, got to be, is better off unsaid right now, you know, not said.
Yeah, I feel you. Most definitely.
But I definitely say that the moves that I'll be making in the near future will definitely impress and surprise a lot of people. And it'll really make other artists step their game up. And that's what it's all about. Trying to set the bar, man.
Definitely, okay.
I seen some interesting things, man, about Spate. I seen shout out to Nicki Minaj. I think she's cool. But I seen she actually hung up on y'all or something like that.
Yeah. We was doing an interview with her, and she had asked us about I had asked her about the chick. I forgot her name. the rapper. Excuse me if you're listening. I don't mean to forget your name, but it's. I forgot I had mentioned this other rapper's name, and as soon as I mentioned her name, she hung up on us, and it's like Worldstar got a hold of it. They posted it, and like 100,000 people saw it.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, but we have a good relationship with Worldstar because we actually have a cartoon called Madman the Drunk Reporter, and it's like got 500,000 hits. It's like super popular.
Wow.
You know, we're trying to work out something with Adult Swim to get it on TV. So,
you know.
So it's we trying to do something big with that right now. You know, we got a couple of more. It's funny. If Worldstar gets a hold of this, we doing actually a cartoon on her hanging up on us. It's like a parody.
She's gonna be
really mad at us when she sees that.
I mean, shout out to you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Nicki Minaj, man. I really think she's doing her thing, man. It's great to see, you know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't have to use Wayne. Like, she kind of, like, she did what Drake is kind of doing. Like, she kind of really created her own brand.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Definitely. She's definitely doing her thing on her own, you know? Absolutely. But as far as where the people can find you, tell the people where they can find you as far as, like, in MySpace and your Twitters and all of that.
If you want to reach me personally, djjolianmusic@gmail.com. I answer accordingly, but I definitely hit you back. Like, a lot of people say, I get tons of messages, you know what I'm saying? It's a blessing. Like, I wake up to a lot of messages every morning.
Okay.
And some of them are fans, like, yo, you never respond to me, so and such. But I'm just busy. But, but what I'm saying is djjolianmusic@gmail.com. If you hit me up, I definitely will respond to you. It might take a little time, but I definitely will respond to you. If you really want to hit me up and make sure I respond, it's definitely twitter.com/djjolian. That's djulien. I respond to everybody. I'm not one of these. You know, sometimes you hit up artists, they don't respond.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely respond. My website, www.djolianmusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
And MySpace, even though it's dying out, really, MySpace.com/djolian, man.
That's what's up, man. But as far as Nicki, I don't want nobody to think that we have a bad relationship. We cool with Nicki. We cool with everybody over there at Young Money. We had Mac Main on the show. Next week we're gonna have Jay Mills on the show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we cool with Young Money. We cool with them. But it's like our relationship with Nicki is kind of like you kind of making fun of your little sister. You know what I mean? Not saying she's a little sister, but like you kind of making fun of your friend. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like we still cool with them regardless.
Hopefully she sees it that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it could get taken out of context. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully she sees it the way you think she'll see it.
Yeah, it could be. But shout out to Nicki, man. We love you. We got jokes, but we love you anyway. That's what's up, man. Yo, we definitely appreciate you calling in, man, taking the time out to talk to us. And like I had hit you up before, we got a couple of books dropping. You know, we definitely doing a book on the up-and-coming artists, man. We definitely want to get you on the cover because we feel that you out there doing your grizzly thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope, man. I appreciate it, man.
Most definitely. Most definitely, man. So is there anything, like, you would like to say to the fans out there as far as, you know, anything, could be anything, music or something that might be a little confused or anything like that?
Just, you know what I'm saying, appreciate you guys for supporting me. Appreciate y'all, too, you know, Spate Magazine. I show love, man. I've been showing me love since I wasn't getting shine. Like, I was one of the first people to, you know what I mean, really show me love.
That's what's up.
That's, appreciate that. But, yeah, to the fans, just look out for more dope music, man. A lot of things. I got a lot of updates that's really going to shock people. Might not hear. I mean, I'm definitely working on new material. I just don't want to oversaturate the internet game anyway, because you know, I dropped two mixtapes in 5 months. You know, that's really, some people don't drop, you know, they drop one mixtape in like 9 months.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
I dropped a lot of material. I dropped two mixtapes and I was still dropping freestyles in there. So I dropped a lot of material. I feel like you guys should go check it out, djoinmusic.com, download The Experiment, which is my favorite project of all time. Download Live, Love, Learn. That's the new project. Tell me what you think. djoinmusic@gmail.com. Hit me up. Definitely answer you. And tell a friend to tell a friend. Hell yeah, man.
That's what's up, man. So, you know, we're probably going to get into a couple of joints, play a couple of joints off the mixtape again. So in case they didn't hear it before, you know, we'll rock out with it right now. But we appreciate you for calling, man. Most definitely.
Yeah, man. Appreciate all the support.
Nah, no problem, man. We're going to keep doing it.
Appreciate it.
All right, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, later.
One.
What up? Man, welcome to my life. A veteran at war, and I'm trying to earn stripes. But lately it's been dark, and I'm trying to see the light. Only got one shot, I ain't gonna see it twice. Right, to where I'm from, you either make it or you don't. You don't make it just for you, but you make it for your folks. And yeah, I know the feeling, cause your boy type close. Hey, the voice that I hear the most when I'm on the ropes, like, hey, hey, play the role of the coach. Get your champagne glass, let us all make a toast when I'm on. So full, I gotcha. DMV, I see y'all. Brooklyn is me, Kousa, I love it. Made a man here. I grew up in these warrior streets like Dampier, but I came up. So anybody hating better raise up. And hopefully I had the same luck.
Because I'm on my way, I'm gone. I said I'm on my way, I'm gone. I said I'm on my way, I'm gone. I said I'm on my way, I'm gone. Going down memory lanes, you come and ride with me. Down memory lanes, you come and vibe with me. Down memory lanes, you come and ride with me, cause I'm gone, cause I'm gone.
Yeah, introduction to the real world. See, back in the days, I couldn't bag a real girl. Look how the tables turn, I tell them take turns. They all caught on easy, look how they learn. See, I remember liking girls with the straight perm. And I was skinny, so you know the boy hate curves. But see, now I love it, as soon as I discovered, I ain't think twice of it, you know I had it covered. You see, I love a woman that's independent, so she don't gotta question why the boy ain't spending. And she ain't gotta ask why I'm always in session. She know I'm working in the studio like every second. And she know I ain't cheating on her, no second guessing. Just up, we have bullish on the dresser. And I know before shorties ain't know no better. Now they want the cheddar, but I just tell them never.
Because I'm on my way, I'm gone. I said I'm on my way, I'm gone. I said I'm on my way, I'm gone. I said I'm on my way, I'm gone. Going down memory lanes, you come and ride with me. Down memory lanes, you come and vibe with me. Down memory lanes, you come and ride with me. Cause I'm gone, hey, cause I'm gone, hey.
A lot of memories, smooth melodies. Listen up, get in tune with serenity. A lot of people like, dudes, you remember me? I say, yeah, I don't wanna use energy to remember, so aware I pretend to be. And that's an old school tendency, huh. Remember when I had a whole lot of enemies, and my friends, they defended me. See, it was cool, but we were so divided in school. But still, everybody knew I moved. They knew I was trying to put the team on the mat. Feeling like Ron with the team on his back, huh. But I'm straight and I'm chilling. If y'all gon' hate soon enough, you gon' feel them. I told my pops that his baby boy, you'll make a killing. And that's what I'ma do, holla back if you with it. Just know that
I'm on my way, I'm gone. I said I'm on my way, I'm gone. I said I'm on my way, I'm gone. I said I'm on my way, I'm gone. Going down memory lanes, you come and ride with me. Down memory lanes, you come and vibe with me. Down memory lanes,
memory lane, so come and ride with me, cause I'm gone,
hey.
Cause I'm gone,
hey.
Welcome to my life. You never know the truth behind the mic. Look, I can't stay. Had to pack my bags, run away. Oh, because the bullets ran astray. What can I say? I'ma live another day. But as long as I'm here, the skies will be gray. Greater than the hairs on the dude that done lived like 100-some-odd years and in the wheelchair. When the skies turn blue, maybe I'll care. Until then, yo, it's not fair. As I stare in the mirror in the glare from the inner glass, reflect off my pen and pad. It be like this kid is mad. Being fake is not my forte, but they never understand what you try to portray. And if I stay, it's gonna be a long day. Either dead or in jail or catching a court case. And I ain't really ready to see them bronze gates. It ain't my time, I'ma be a little late, but if I should go, then I guess it's just fate. I wouldn't bet my bank on it that I'd be safe. They out for me, but I'ma be straight. Cause the only thing that matters to me is release date. Come on. And try to turn my lights off, but who would I be if I didn't shine on? I feel good whenever the mic's on, and I know you feel the same listening to my song. Ain't trying to turn my lights off, but who would I be if I didn't shine on? I feel good whenever the mic's on, and I know you feel the same listening to my song. The same emotions I get when the brain's in motion. It's the same things that's hard to cope with, and the same things that make it so hard to focus. No worries, cause I'm far from hopeless. I'm still here, might be hard to believe, but I only put my heart on my sleeve for the bars that I feed to the public. No fronting, poor assumptions made. See, the haters all part of the game, and I try to go through it, but the peeps that through it know your boy cool, so they just gon' abuse my generosity. See, passive is what I gotta be. If not, I'll be locked, that's my philosophy. Cause I have no patience, and probably I would get probation, but honestly, I'm just trying to do music. I ain't perfect, understand I'm still human, so here we go. And trying to turn my lights off, but who would I be if I didn't shine on? I feel good whenever the mic's on, and I know you feel the same listening to my song. Ain't trying to turn my lights off, but who would I be if I didn't shine on? I feel good whenever the mic's on, and I know you feel the same listening to my song. I ain't stressed, nah, I'm man blessed to even do what I love and still cash check. See, I know they praying that he flop. Understand my importance whenever the beat drop, like. See, they don't even talk to me to understand your boy, now they'd rather torture me with lame accusations. These cats is hating, but the hatred is fascinating. So, when they say I'm an average rapper, I just look in their face, be them cats relax. Cause this is the craft that I'm trying to master. Perfect, cause I always come correct. Flow never shaky, no, never had to rest. This you can't neglect, better yet forget. So just show respect, I'm coming at your neck. Grab cassettes, this is the only classic left. What? And trying to turn my lights off, but who would I be if I didn't shine on? I feel good whenever the mic's on, and I know you feel the same listening to my song. Ain't trying to turn my lights off, but who would I be if I didn't shine on? I feel good whenever the mic's on, and I know you feel the same listening to my song.
But that's just a blessing in disguise.
be a dang cousin. Don't even worry about the lame frontin'. We all know they won't attain nothing. Well, at least not more than what you got. It's pride over money any day, soul over any day. But in this world of black girls, we notorious for the euphoria. But the average girl looks just like Gloria. But last, this is the life, dog. You heard what I said. Come on.
Welcome to paradise. Welcome to paradise. When you finally make it out your hood and realize that your life is good, put your hands in the air, lean back in your beach chair. Man, you're so glad to be here. Welcome to paradise. Welcome to paradise. Welcome to paradise. When you see there's none better than this, you'll just reach a moment of bliss. Welcome to paradise.
Such a beautiful feeling, such a beautiful high, such a beautiful world, such a beautiful life, such a beautiful stage, such a beautiful mic, such beautiful days, such beautiful nights. You can't take that away. Epitome of life, I ain't seen better days. When life going smooth, you can never be saved by the petty things. Put it to the side, you'll be alright. This fiddling's like you getting legs, and you know you can't get no aid. Or the fourth night of work when you get your pay. Or you entering the game and you here to stay. Like me, it's kinda like Nirvana. But life gets you high, no need for marijuana. Well, you be yourself, no need for personas. Nice wonder of the world right here, man, I got it.
Welcome to paradise. Welcome to paradise. When you finally make it out your hood and realize that your life is good, put your hands in the air, lean back in your beach chair. Man, you're so glad to be here. Welcome to paradise. Welcome to paradise. Welcome to paradise. When you see there's none better than this, you'll just reach a moment of bliss. Welcome to paradise.
More money, more problems, but here you don't really got them. It's all love, no hate, no war. Don't stay out in these streets, no grief. Ha, go to find your life, feeling like heaven, such divine light. Shine, for your lifetime, you gon' be straight. See here, you don't even need faith. You got fans, hand supporters, sons and daughters, hacking like they just been drenched in the holy water. Good spirits, see everybody here really don't care about the words in the air. It's so different from the world that we live in now. But I invite you to this lifestyle. So holla at your boy if you think you're down. But take your time, homie, cause it's never or now. Holla at me like,
welcome to paradise. Welcome to paradise. When you finally make it out your hood and realize that your life is good, put your hands in the air, lean back in your beach chair. Man, you're so glad to be here. Welcome to paradise. Welcome to paradise. Welcome to paradise. When you see there's none better than this, you'll just reach a moment of bliss. Welcome to paradise.
Yo, what's good, man? We want to thank DeJulian for coming on the show and everything. Make sure y'all download the mixtape and y'all check him out on Twitter, MySpace, and all of that. He's on his Grizzly. And we out of here, man. Make sure you keep checking us out, spatemag.com, spateradio.com, spatetv.com, all of .com, the cartoons, the mag, the books, everything. Hit us up. We out of here.